Luther's safe conduct in jeopardy. The representatives of the Pope again demanded that the Reformer's safe conduct be disregarded. The Rhine should receive his ashes, as it had received those of John Huss a century ago. But princes of Germany, though avowed enemies to Luther, protested such a breach of public faith. They pointed to the calamities which had followed the death of Huss. They dared not call down upon Germany a repetition of those terrible evils. Charles, in answer to the base proposal, said, "Though honor and faith should be banished from all the world, they ought to find a refuge in the hearts of princes." He was further urged by Luther's papal enemies to deal with the Reformer as Sigismund had dealt with Huss. But recalling the scene when Huss in public assembly had pointed to his chains and reminded the monarch of his plighted faith, Charles V declared, "I should not like to blush like Sigismund." Yet Charles deliberately rejected the truths presented by Luther. He would not step out of the path of custom to walk in the ways of truth and righteousness. Because his fathers did, he would uphold the papacy. Thus he refused to accept light in advance of what his fathers had received. Many of the present day cling to the traditions of their fathers. When the Lord sends additional light, they refuse to accept it because it was not received by their fathers. We shall not be approved of God in looking to our fathers to determine our duty instead of searching the word of truth for ourselves. We are accountable for the additional light now shining upon us from the word of God. Divine power had spoken through Luther to the emperor and princes of Germany. His spirit pleaded for the last time with many in that assembly. As Pilate, centuries before, so had Charles V, yielding to worldly pride, decided to reject the light of truth. The designs against Luther were widely circulated, causing excitement throughout the city. Many friends, knowing the treacherous cruelty of Rome, resolved that the Reformer should not be sacrificed. Hundreds of nobles pledged to protect him. On the gates of houses and in public places, placards were posted, some condemning and others sustaining Luther. On one were written the significant words, "Woe to thee, O land, when thy king is a child." Popular enthusiasm in Luther's favor convinced the emperor and the diet that any injustice shown him would endanger the peace of the empire and stability of the throne.